This is a very bad situation, a situation which was supposed to be predicted by those people that were running Zesa since 1980, those guys with doctorate. They should have known that as the industry expands, as the population increases, there must be alternative sources to generate energy. The government policy, they were focusing on things that are not important. Right now, our infrastructure is so weak that we cannot even afford to attract enough investment to come and sustain us. So this is where the problem is.
Mr. Nyoni, looking at this crisis, you are an energy expert. What would you advise the government to do and the ordinary populace right now?
I'm sure if you were to call for the government to subsidize, why I am saying that most probably you realize that 40% of the energy, of the electricity, is being taken by the geysers, for instance. If the 40% is taken by all the geysers that are connected, if they are to subsidize and say people should buy solar geysers that reduce the prices, then what it means is we won't have more worries about the Zesa, because we know that the 40% has been covered by the introduction of the solar geysers, because the geyser takes about 40% of the in Zimbabwe.
Coming to you, Mr. Ngwenya, what is the impact of these power shortages, looking at what is happening in the country right now and the poor planning that you talked about earlier on?
It's a very serious case in the sense that our industry is operating at 35% capacity, and we are only generating 500 megawatts of power. What would happen if our industry started going up to full capacity? We don't even have the capacity. So it's a vicious circle. Until we get our electrical capacity fully functional, our industry will never be able to raise the capacity to its fullest. It is a catch-22, unfortunately.
Mr. Nyoni, earlier on you talked about subsidies, but we know that the government is broke. It does not have any money. So who will fund this solar energy drive program?
In this case, it's actually very difficult because of the source of income. But in a case for ordinary individuals, there might be loans that are offered by the bank, especially for solar projects.
Mr. Ngwenya, I'll just come back to you in terms of what Mr. Mugabe said today when he came back addressing members of ZANU-PF at the airport, said, leave Udenge alone, his energy minister. And you have a crisis that is as big as this, and production in the country is going down on a daily basis. Is the minister not to blame and his colleagues in terms of poor planning and lack of prioritization?
Absolutely. I think he let him off the hook. The first thing you should say is that this minister is fired completely, because it's totally dysfunctional. Now, this is a result of 30 years of poor infrastructure planning. And he should have, if he came in as a new minister, he should have come in with radical alternatives. And we have not seen that other than just excuses that there's not enough water in Kariba. What if the water runs down in Kariba? Then we're not going to have electricity. So I think it shows that he is being protected by the high authority. And that is not the right way of solving a problem.
Coming back to you, Mr. Nyoni, is there a role that can be played by private companies in this crisis to make sure that people have the energy that they need?
Yes, I'm sure if they come in and assist, most probably we realize there's this cash power that's there for the electricity. Now, that cash power can be also converted to the solar, such that the private companies, they supply with all their solar appliances or products to individuals. Then they sell the energy from the solar at reduced prices compared to the Zesa.
Lastly, to you, Mr. Ngwenya, this crisis, what does it say about Zimbabwe today as a whole overall?
Well, it seems to point out the same thing that we've been saying over and over again. There is incremental destruction and decimation of infrastructure, which requires billions of dollars to correct. So we are in a country that cannot attract foreign direct investment, and this is going to be our major downfall.